Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. It has been a wild week. I made it home safely from several road trips, and if we can make it through this afternoon at Bronc Boot Camp, next week should not be so hectic. Except for bringing the yearlings home from the river tomorrow and possibly running the cows through the chute and hopefully getting some oats in the ground. Okay, it won't be any less hectic, but it will be a change. And that's what keeps this ranching business so exciting. I suppose that having St. Patrick's Day and Easter in the same week could give some folks a nasty case of holiday whiplash, but that was not a big problem for the crew around here. This Easter Sunday morning, I would like to revisit a poem that I composed for an Easter show a couple of years back. I call this one, "Well, I'll Be." Would I have believed or continued to have grieved when the women came claiming that the stone was rolled away? Would the angels have frightened me or allowed my wondering eye to see, "Do not look among the dead because your Lord lives today"? This is not what I expected. Downhearted and dejected, Christ was crucified upon that blood-stained tree. Would I have walked the road alone and continued on my own, or would I have simply said, "Well, I'll be"? Given him the glory, now I believe the story. It happened just as the words that Moses read. The prophecy is not simple, but he has rebuilt the temple. On the third day, Christ has risen from the dead. The purpose of his resurrection is for men to change direction. The Lamb was sacrificed, and now our Lord forgives. Preach repentance in his name. Only God can make the claim. It is time to tell the world that Jesus lives. That now seems so long ago. Can a person truly know? It seems the troubles of today can get me beat. With the pillage and the plunder, it's sure tough not to wonder. Have the rules somehow changed, and do we all face defeat? Was that the trumpet blast giving proof to words long past? Is this the day the Lord is calling me? Am I among those he will claim who have called upon his name? Or will I simply say, "Well, I'll be"? Am I held back from the crowds who are called up to the clouds? To the truth of his word I have been blind. All those treasures that I felt need, now I see is only greed. Will I be one of the many that is being left behind? The Spirit's power is not depleted, and will not be defeated. It was for all mankind that Christ was crucified. In his heart each man must choose. Let Christ win or you will lose. If you do not go with him, you'll be taken for a ride. Friend, I fear that I am failing. If you keep on assailing through this journey, only caring about you. Make disciples among the nations, overlooking past frustrations. Tell the world of his glory. That's what he wants us to do. Are you taking or are you giving? Is there purpose in your living? Either way, mankind will face eternity, immersed in pain or pleasure beyond any earthly measure. Each one of us will someday say, "We'll all be." Thanks for riding along this morning on Homegrown. Please give some thought today to the miracle of Christ's resurrection and what it means in your life. Have a great week. Hope you can join me next time for another edition of Homegrown.